Doug and Carla wanting to help communicate what it was that Christ did when he died on the cross.
Right.
There are so many of our family and friends that need to know this kind of information, and sometimes an analogy or a story helps them to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
We have such a story for you, which is also available to download at DougAndCarla.com. It's called The Bee Stinger. Vacationing family driving along in their car, windows rolled down, enjoying the warm summer breeze of the sunny day. All of a sudden, a big black bee darts in the window and starts buzzing around inside the car. A little girl, highly allergic to bee stings, cringes in the back seat. If she is stung, she could die within an hour.
Oh, Daddy, Daddy, it's a bee. It's gonna sting me.
The father pulls the car over to a stop and reaches back to try to catch the bee. Buzzing around towards him, the bee bumps against the front windshield where the father traps it in his fist. Holding it in his closed hand, the father waits for the inevitable sting. The bee stings the father's hand, and in pain, the father lets go of the bee. The bee once again, on the loose, swarming through the car. The little girl again panics.
Daddy, Daddy, it's gonna sting me!
No, honey. He's not going to sting you now. Look at my hand. The bee's stinger was there in his hand. The father willingly taking the sting, rendering the bee harmless to his daughter. 1 Corinthians 15:55, Paul tells us, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?" Jesus says to us, "Look at my hands." He has Satan's sting, the sting of death, the sting of sin, the sting of deceit, the sting of feeling worthless. Jesus has all of those stingers in his hand. When you see that nail-scarred hand, realize that on your behalf, Jesus took all the pain that Satan could throw at him. He reduced Satan to a big black bee that's lost its stinger. All Satan can do is buzz. That's the victory that Jesus has won for you.